The traffic is heavy in East London even during the day. Some beat the queues by using bicycles. This particular day, many riders and pedestrians are noticing a line of shiny new orange bikes parked up outside the Underground Rail station. Singapore's O-Bike has arrived in London. Local people are intrigued.
I think it would be good for the locals especially, because not everybody can afford a bike and not everybody has a bike. A lot of people don't tend to get bikes in case of theft as well. And the fact that this is there, it's like it's something that you share.
I'll give it a try, sure. I like the colour orange, so it stuck out to me. It's got a nice design. That's always good. That's important.
Throughout July, O-Bike are offering a reduced registration fee and free rides to spread the word. The company would not comment on the scale of their investment. However, UK manager Haroon Khan says they aim to have hundreds of bikes in the capital by the end of the month.
And when we get to the end of this month, when we get to the end of next month even, there'll be more and more bikes, and that's what people are looking for. Can I find a bike? Can I basically return it somewhere quickly and safely? And I think that's what we're really tackling and focusing on.
London already has a bike-sharing scheme, so-called Boris Bikes, introduced by former Mayor Boris Johnson and operated by Transport for London. Millions of dollars of public money was used to establish this scheme, and riders can use them between docking stations. What's new for the UK consumer is the dockless bikes, which can be left anywhere public, located, unlocked and paid for by using a smartphone. No public funds needed. O-Bike is not the only Asian company in the market. China's Mobike recently introduced 1,000 bikes in the northern cities of Manchester and Salford, while Ofo, also a Chinese venture, has a small prototype scheme operating in Cambridge with plans to expand there and in other UK cities. Recently, both these companies raised hundreds of millions of dollars in new funding rounds.
This is doing something genuinely new. We haven't seen this before.
Dr. Tim Schwannan is director of the Transport Studies Unit at St. Anne's College, Oxford University.
The race is definitely on, and sort of one of the ideas about the wider sharing economy is that there's big advantages of being a first mover. The parallel with Uber is a very, very interesting one, because Uber has followed the same strategy. It has basically put all these servers in the market, often offering them below cost price, in order to create enough demand and then sort of get its position as the primary source of ride sharing. These companies are doing the same. They think this is the right strategy to grow and to scale. And I think what will happen is that you will see that in different cities, different providers will turn out to become the biggest operators.
While there have been reports of vandalism and theft of both the London and Manchester bikes, Dr. Schwannan says the companies have factored this into their expectations. The Mobike scheme has been widely welcomed by cycling advocates like Nick Hubble of the Greater Manchester Cycling Campaign. He says Mobike has been great for getting people on bikes and highlighting the need for better infrastructure for cyclists, something he says Manchester lacks at present.
We think Mobike is a fantastic scheme. We're very grateful that Manchester and Salford have been chosen as the first regions in the UK to trial this scheme, and hope that the scheme can help us in rethinking the way that we travel and the way that we design our cities for people and bikes instead of for cars.
With variable weather, multiple public transport systems, and without a clear culture of mass cycling, it's not clear if the British will take to the various bike-sharing schemes in the same way they have proved popular in Asian and European cities. What is clear is that foreign investors believe there is a market to be created and intend to chase their share. For CRI, I'm Catherine Drew in London.